Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 6:45. Several migrants told New Mexico lawmakers Monday that they were denied medication and adequate treatment while detained inside two different federal immigration facilities in the state. At a legislative hearing in Santa Fe, a man originally from Mexico said he was denied care while he was held at an Otero County processing center. Lawmakers heard the testimony as they weighed how they might exert more oversight at the state level over privately operated detention centers for migrants in New Mexico, where ICE has agreements with private companies and counties to operate the facilities. In a statement, an ICE spokesperson said the agency takes the health and safety of its detainees very seriously, making sure they receive comprehensive care from the moment they arrive in a facility. A federal judge in California has temporarily blocked the government from immediately deporting migrant families as they've been reunited. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey reports lawyers for the government said it was unclear how the pause will impact ongoing reunifications.
The American Civil Liberties Union had asked the judge to make the government wait for at least a week before deporting reunited families. At a court hearing Monday, the judge paused deportations of reunified families and gave the government a week to explain why it shouldn't have to wait. A lawyer for the government said it was unclear if the pause would cause reunifications to slow. The judge responded that they should continue under the government's new plan submitted over the weekend. The judge praised the revised plan that's designed to reunify large numbers of kids and parents every day. He's given the government a July 26 deadline to complete reunifications. In Phoenix, I'm Matthew Casey.
Across the country, lawyers and advocates are working with U.S. government officials to reunite parents and children separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. Over half of the children under the age of five were reunited this past week. Thousands more face a court order deadline for reunification by the end of this month. KRWG's Mallory Falk reports on the process.
A father named Roger was separated from his four-year-old son at the border. They didn't see each other again for five agonizing months. Roger, who asked that we not use his last name, spoke about the ordeal at a press conference as he held his son tight in his lap. He says he requested asylum at a U.S. port of entry. He was detained, and his son was sent to a different facility.
La única manera que yo lograrme comunicar con mi hijo fue que les dije que me iba a suicidar.
Roger says he was so desperate to speak with his child, he threatened suicide, taking a blade to his wrist to show authorities he was serious. Pablo Ortiz was separated from his three-year-old. Ortiz says the boy is so young he couldn't really communicate by phone. The few times they talked, he mostly just said papi into the receiver. Both fathers were reunited with their sons just before a court-ordered deadline, which compelled the government to reunify children under five with their parents. They were dropped off at Annunciation House, a migrant shelter in El Paso. Roger says he and his son were so happy to be together, they couldn't sleep that night. Annunciation